sixth year, they had 1.1 million people attend their meetings around the United States after 6 years in business. But the next year, in 1997, they came just in one of their meetings. Many other meetings took place around the United States that year, but in one meeting they went to Washington, D.C., and this newspaper is talking about when they came to Washington, D.C. And on the back here, you can see this is the Capitol building in the United States, and down here you can't see it is Washington Monument. And between the Capitol building and Washington Monument, which is an obelisk that I know you must have seen in pictures before, is the Capitol Mall, and there was 1 million at one meeting, 1 million men. This here is men that had came to this meeting. Now, that qualifies in my mind as a revival. The question mark is it a false revival or a true revival? And let's look at, this is a magazine article on Promise Keepers as well that has some interesting statistics. But let me tell you a little bit of history over the past 15 years, so maybe we can see a connection between this holy laughter manifestation, which is the most bizarre manifestation of charismatic gifts that you're ever going to run across, and the Promise Keepers. Between 15 and 20 years ago, there was a group of Protestant pastors in Kansas City, Kansas, in the United States. They were charismatic pastors, and they began having dreams and visions. And in their dreams and visions, they seen America being brought back to God, and they seen that America was going to be brought back to God by the men of America. In fact, in some of their dreams and visions, and if you go back into the documents that describe these men that became known in the Protestant world as the Kansas City Prophets, you'll find that they had these prophecies way back when, but the prophecies included that as America was brought back to God by the men of America, that they would begin holding meetings in the large sports stadiums in the United States, and they were going to fill the sports stadiums to full. So prior to anything that like that taking place, there was a manifestation, a charismatic manifestation, where enough pastors in one small area in the United States started seeing these things that it was recorded and talked about. Well, one of these pastors moved, as they separated, he moved out to California, and he started a church, a charismatic church denomination that has spread out across the United States and the world, and it's called the Vineyard Movement of Churches. And remember that, Vineyard Movement, because later on, the church where holy